From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A husband is under arrest and his wife could face charges in connection with a heroin bust. Special agents with the Humboldt County Drug Task Force were granted a search warrant for 34-year-old Victor Sandoval, his vehicle, and his residence in Eureka. Agents located his vehicle on Ronerville Road near Highway 36 in Hydesville and watched as he got out of his vehicle and began walking across the roadway. They detained him and found him to be in possession of about a half a pound of suspected heroin. They searched his vehicle and located his wife, 30-year-old Sandra Sandoval. Agents responded to the Sandoval residence. They found an additional half pound of suspected heroin. In addition, they found cutting agents, a digital scale, and other items associated with sales of narcotics. Sandra Sandoval was not arrested, but agents will be seeking a warrant for her arrest for possession of a narcotic for sale, transportation of a narcotic, and maintaining a residence for the purposes of distributing a narcotic. There are vacancies that need to be filled for various boards and commissions in Eureka. One vacancy with the Arts and Culture Committee, four vacancies in the Eureka Energy Committee, one vacancy in Finance Advisory, and a vacancy in Housing Advisory, and one vacancy in the Transportation Safety Commission. Applications can be obtained by phone or in person from the mayor's office in the city on 531 K Street, or can be downloaded from the city clerk's website. In order to be eligible to any board or commission, a person has to be a qualified registered elector of the City of Eureka, the Humboldt County Services District, or Humboldt County Service Area Number 3, or an owner of a business located within the city limits. Fortuna seeking bids for its wastewater treatment plant percolation ponds rehab project by or before April 4th at 2 p.m. at City Hall. The project is located at the City of Fortuna Wastewater Treatment Facility on Dinsmore Drive in Fortuna. The project is primarily a repair of damage to dike and pond, including walls. Work is to be done before May 14th with an estimated construction cost of $85,000. Well, a new play and survivor talkback hopes to raise local awareness and education on sex trafficking. Jane Doe in Wonderland, based on multiple sex trafficking survivors' testimonials, and draws parallels between the well-known story of Alice in Wonderland and how young women and men are lured into the world of sex trafficking. It will be presented for the public on April 8th, 6:30 p.m., 116 Main Street in Scotia, and on April 12th, 6:30 p.m., at Fortuna High School, 12th Street in Fortuna. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.